This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Defense from Paul. They force a turnover up to De'Aaron. Another jam. That fox can fly.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And you might be thinking, hold on, you about to do a whole segment about that stupid Mavs Spurs game?
No.
Okay, good.
There's no way.
Well, the Mavericks did the right thing. They lost. Good thing for them. Now, if I could just get Phoenix to give more of a damn about taking that playoff spot, that would be great. Because think about this. The Mavericks are 2-8 in their last 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, Phoenix has picked up one game on them. While the Mavericks are going 2-8, Phoenix is like, hey, we can make up one game. The Spurs, at the same time, last 10 games, they have made up one game. Portland, in the meantime, is in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. So the Mavericks are like, "Hey,
look,
we're trying to lose for you."
They did it the wrong way. They had the team, and then decided after it all fell apart they're not trying to tank. He's sending the eight people out there that he has on the team, and they're all playing hard because they're like, "Hey, I might be trying out for another basketball team right now." They're all looking at it like they could be on anywhere else. And Jason Kidd's like, I got to coach somebody. Let me go out there and coach. And they're trying hard, but they're just not good. They're not talented enough to beat other really good NBA teams or really bad NBA teams.
I forgot to mention this yesterday, and then we'll move on to helping you find a fun new team for the rest of the season. Did you see what the Bleacher Report said? And they're like, hey, let's just totally reboot this thing. All right. They're like, here is their proposed 3-team trade.
Mark Cuban buys back the team.
Okay. That actually, I'm still really intrigued by that hypothesis. So the Mavericks get Daquan Jeffries, Josh Okogie, and LaMelo Ball from the Hornets in exchange. You're not going to like it. The Hornets get Kyrie Irving, Dalton Knecht, Maxi Kleber, a 2025 first-round pick from the Mavericks.
Why do we have to give away picks?
That 2029 first-round pick we got from the Lakers in the Luka deal, and then the Lakers will get Daniel Gafford. So, I knew.
I almost said the F word.
I knew that was going to make you so mad.
At Kevin just now.
It's not my trade idea.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Here was Luka and Daniel Gafford for nothing, essentially. Anthony Davis was it, because the picks that you gave us are gone now. That's dumb. No.
And
Nico's got to figure out something, though.
From the 972, so we want the Mavs to tank to have a 1% chance of getting a generational talent. Why? The math is false. You can get up to a 5% chance. Now, I realize that's not great.
You know what you can get 100% chance is when you have a generational player and then you keep him. How about that?
You can just trade
100%
him.
Chance.
But think about it. I tell you, you will have a probably 3-4% chance of getting Cooper Flagg.
All right.
If you make the playoffs, what percent chance do you have to win the championship?
1% This team?
I thought you were going to say 0.00000001.
Tomorrow is Pi Day, Kevin. I'll give you some post decimal stuff on that one.
So the odds are significantly higher that you would get the number one pick than to win a title. But outside of that, whether it's Harper and Bailey at Rutgers, whether it's Trey Johnson at Texas, Edgecombe from Baylor, this is a lot more stacked draft than last year was. So I think the draft goes deeper than Cooper Flagg. I know obviously all of the focus is Cooper Flagg, but I was just going to say that's probably the reason. All right. I guess
I'm trying to figure out then, Kevin, though, what are you building your team around?
Right now, or if you made that Bleacher Report trade?
Right now.
Kyrie?
An injured, who's missing most of next season.
That Kyrie and Anthony Davis was clearly what they had in mind. What Nico had in mind when he made this trade. Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and defense. Now, unfortunately for him, one of the worst runs of injuries you'll ever see in a basketball team has taken place. And all of that looks foolish now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it would change people's mind, but I would love to have seen an alternate universe where all of those players stayed healthy. And like, let's say the Mavericks went, 14-2 or something like that. Because a lot of people were like, I won't care no matter what. I would have loved to seen a 14-2 run for the Mavericks post-trade or whatever it is. Everybody stays healthy. If people still would have been like, oh, screw them. I don't care without Luka. Or if they'd have been like, hold on a minute. What are we doing here?
I think winning changes a lot of people's souls.
Yeah.
So I'll put it that way.
But we're not dealing with that right now because the Mavericks are not good. So, Corey.
Says you.
Do you disagree?
Yep. Nope. No, I don't.
Corey, Alec, you guys have tasked me with finding you a new fun basketball team to follow this year. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If there's a new fun team that you want to watch for the rest of the basketball season. Now, if you're going to say the Lakers.
Hell no. I'm sorry. That was aggressive. But
I'd rather
no.
not. No. That sucks.
Oh.
No. Good. Sorry. I won't even give you a chance to even think about that one. I'm glad you didn't even think about putting that on the list, Kevin. Yeah, because
I definitely wasn't.
You just traded. I'm not going to sit here and root for Luka's. Like, he's probably going to win MVP. Like, that's on the way. But, geez.
So, two. You guys asked me for two top teams to replace. Because I did not say the Lakers.
All right. I feel like you have the Lakers written down on that piece of paper.
Don't worry about that.
I just wanted to throw that out as an option.
All right. Okay. We're just spitballing ideas. I had a feeling maybe you wouldn't like that one. Idea number two. Go with a winner. The Boston Celtics.
No.
Gross.
No. First off, it's Boston. All right. Secondly,
from Boston,
they beat us in the finals last year. They're the reason that we traded Luka.
Yeah.
They are the reason we traded Luka. Mm.
Okay. So you don't want the team.
If they had won last year,
we still would have traded him.
Would we have traded Luka? If they won a championship, would they be like, you know what?
I hope
that one was a fluke. We're never going to be able to do it again.
Would have found a way to get less too. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can never root for Jason Tatum.
I'm with him. I'm not a huge Tatum guy.
I never can. Never
he's,
will.
Dude, he's from Duke. You don't even like him that much.
I like Jason Tatum.
Not that much.
From the 972.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Conspiracy theory thought that that will confirm that the NBA was involved with the Luka trade if the Mavericks win the number one pick in the lottery. A 1,000,000% with you on that. All right, so you guys don't want the team that Luka got traded to. You don't want the team that Luka got traded because of. Mm-hmm. I will give you a team that fits neither of those categories. And again, we're talking about winning. We're talking about the possible MVP in the league. How about the Oklahoma City Thunder, baby? Boom.
I can't.
What?
I can't do that one.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because first off, it's Oklahoma City. All right.
What does that mean?
Well, they're just north of us, and they're in Oklahoma. Now, I as a Texan, can only like one Oklahoma team, and I already have OU. So that one's, sorry, Kevin, I can't. I do like Shea. All right. I do like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. But that could be us. And that's what is frustrating, is that should be the Mavericks, is where they are, what they're doing. The Mavericks beat them on the way last year. And you know what? They were going to beat them again this year on the way. They were going to do it. I'm sorry. I just cannot do Oklahoma City Thunder.
Alec, you're out on that too.
Yeah, for multiple reasons. SGA is the most infuriating quote-unquote superstar to watch in basketball.
Whoa, did you just say quote-unquote superstar?
Don't forget, yeah. Lou Dort plays linebacker.
Yeah, for that he has team. A middle linebacker,
we're
you know.
Pick that up.
Yeah, he's absolutely an enforcer for him because all he does is tackle people in the basketball court. But yeah, Chet Holmgren's overrated too. And our guy Ruben Portillo is a massive fan of them, so I inherently can't like them.
Does Chet even play basketball?
He plays.
How often?
Some.
Okay.
Now, the 972, I'm going to trade away all my NBA cards this weekend because of that BS. Thanks a lot, Nico. Believe it or not, I have a segue to that and what we're doing tomorrow. The Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek. It's not a rumor anymore. It's a fact.
We are going to be there.
We are going to be there. But you know what else is a fact? Mike Bacsik, formerly of the KNC Masterpiece, is setting up a table there to sell maybe all of his Luka cards. Jeez. And I don't mean that in terms of like, it's crazy.
Isn't he in Arizona?
Yeah. No, not yet. That's this weekend. So he's not going to leave until Sunday, which also the Dallas Card Show is happening on Sunday as well. But tomorrow, Mike Bacsik will have a table set up along with our good buddy Paul Wirth to sell all of his Luka cards.
There's no way he's going to be on our show. 1,000%.
You're probably right about that. I actually
talk to us. He'll see us and he'll be like.
He'll only doing it because I'm not there.
Yeah, probably okay. So.
Do you think he'll be like, sir, are you interested in purchasing a Luka card? And that's like all right.
I got buy two, get three free.
So you guys hated my first three suggestions.
Yeah, those were terrible. Somebody did ask, what would an OKC Thunder parade look like? And I'm just like, I don't know. I guess it's down that little mini river walk they have.
People from Seattle might come by. Yeah. I don't really know. All right. I've only got one suggestion left.
But this better be a good one.
So if you
don't the other three stunk. Well, I guess it was only two because you didn't even say the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Those
yeah.
all stunk. Why do you keep scratching
definitely
your paper there?
Not that one. Give me cut number three. Because if you don't like this one, I might be out of ideas.
Here's Garland. Off to Allen. Allen smashes it home.
Wow.
Jared Allen looking to put this one away.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
This is actually interesting.
Now, the Cavs were already going to be my choice, but then the wisdom of RJ Choppy yesterday, or perhaps the day before, said it's the easiest, or in RJ's mind, perhaps the laziest way to transition as a fan, is you just have to switch one letter. So you just go from the Mavs to the Cavs, all right?
This actually, that is sound.
Selling point number one. Selling point number two. We've wanted Jared Allen forever.
Yes, we have.
Never going to happen. Well, it'll probably happen when he's like 38 and he had been in the All-Star game like 8 years earlier. Evan Mobley is turning into potentially a star. Next on the list, Donovan Mitchell is really, really good. But
you know, I'm not a fan of his.
I know. And that's why I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
But not a superstar. So we can still have a chance in the future since we took our superstar and just sent him away.
Well, I'd only want to be a fan this year.
That's right.
I'm just being a fan for this year. Okay. All right. All right.
And
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Thank you. And then I'm going to throw this out there as well.
So we're covering the Cavs now is what we're saying.
Well, I got a couple more points I'm going to try to sell you on this. Cut number 16. They do hilarious pranks like filling other players on the team's cars with popcorn because they forgot something. Take it away, 16.
He's sick.
What the paper say?
What the paper say?
What side you want to open
it? What the paper say?
Man.
What the paper say?
What the paper say?
We are donuts.
Next time, yeah.
There you go.
So, my favorite part of that, of course, is the multiple people going. So, Cavs rookie Jalen Tyson got his car filled with popcorn because he forgot to bring pastries to the team.
They say donuts?
Yes. At one of the designated times that he was supposed to. And it was hilariously foreshadowed because Donovan Mitchell brought a big box of popcorn on the sideline that he started to eat. And so
that's good.
They do hilarious bits.
That's quality humor.
I've got one more for you.
Oh, hold on.
Well, not one more team. I'm out.
Okay.
Of team.
Okay. Thanks.
One more sales point. I can tell Alex not in yet. Think about it. The Cavs would need to beat the Celtics to make the NBA Finals. Then in the NBA Finals, they would most likely need to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Los Angeles Lakers, thereby wiping out all other options that you guys hated. Kevin, I submit to you, the Cavs are your team to watch this year.
Quality work, Kevin. I am now going to be a Cavs fan. I will root for the Cavs for the remainder of the year. When we talk basketball on this show,
Mavs, Cavs,
I will bring up what's going on with the Cavaliers.
Okay.
Other than that, probably ignoring the Mavericks for the rest of the season.
Okay. This is a good question, but you can't go this far because this team is actually good. From the 4-6-9, if you go from the Mavs to the Cavs, is the next step the Avs? No. Because we're better than the Colorado Avalanche, and the Dallas Stars didn't trade away their best player, and they're going to win the damn Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you smartly picked somebody out of the conference.
Exactly.
You did a smart job by picking out of conference.
Exactly.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.